Hello and welcome to Tuesday, the 20th of June. This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Join us on Twitter at KUOW. The city of Seattle has released new audio and video related to the shooting death of Charlena Lyles. Get back. That audio comes from microphones the officers were wearing. We also have dash cam video from the patrol car and hallway video from her apartment complex. Charlena Lyles was a mother of four. She had called in a burglary on Sunday from her apartment in the Sandpoint neighborhood. Seattle police say at some point during the encounter, Lyles armed herself with a knife and threatened the officers who answered her call. Her family says Lyles had mental health issues, but she should not have been shot. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has been covering this story. Welcome back, Patricia.
Thanks, Bill.
What does this new audio and video show us?
The extended audio includes the officers talking about the previous encounter Lyles had with police in which she armed herself with scissors. And in that case, they were able to convince her to put those scissors down. There was a warning for officers in the system, and they discussed that as well, that something was not, you know, completely. What they were saying was that it wasn't a mental health warning, but that
more of
it,
like an officer safety issue.
Officer safety warning. Yeah. The dash cam video from the car just shows the car parked in the parking lot at the complex, which is run by Solid Ground. The hallway video, which is from Solid Ground, shows the officers who appear to be white walking up to Lyles' apartment door and entering the unit. And then no one enters the hallway until the end of the recording, which shows one of the officers backing out of the doorway.
What was the state of Charlena Lyles' mental health?
Her family believes, you know, she was in real crisis and that for her, things were unraveling. She was worried about losing her kids and her housing. She was managing a lot. She had a child who had special needs. She had just learned, according to her family, she was pregnant with her fifth child. And she had recently been in jail after being arrested for that scissor encounter. And during that case, it was recommended that her case be sent to mental health court. The Seattle Times has reported she was in some kind of mental health therapy. It might be family therapy, but it's not clear at this point what kind of treatment she was participating in. And the Times also reported last year that she had a court-ordered mental health evaluation where she told the evaluator she felt depressed and that she wanted more help managing that.
Now, as I said, the family has said Seattle police should have used less than lethal means during their response. What do we know about that?
The transcript from the encounter sheds a little bit more light on that. According to what SPD wrote, one officer tells the other, and we heard that in the beginning, to tase her when things started to go sideways. And the officer responds, he doesn't have a taser. Now, Seattle police say they're not required to carry tasers. They were carrying less lethal force, but they haven't specified what that was yet. We also talked with Joe Dominic today, and he's a professor at John Jay College, and he's worked with the LAPD on de-escalation. He says SPD knew everything they needed to know going into this situation with Charlena Lyles, but they didn't use that information.
This seems to be a situation where they were called, and they responded, and they weren't prepared to respond to the situation they found themselves in. And then they didn't try to avoid that situation by backing off.
SPD has said that these officers have undergone their crisis intervention training to deal with people showing signs of mental illness or other crises. We don't know when the last time they were trained, but that is what SPD is saying now.
Patricia, what questions do you have as you continue to report this story?
One of the things I'm thinking about is her children and the legacy of trauma for families when this kind of violence plays out in their world. We know a lot more information now. Brain scientists have newer research that examines how early trauma impacts kids, especially kids of color. So moving forward, that's one of the things that I'm hoping to focus on.
And of course, we're going to learn more about how the police were prepared or not, what kind of less than lethal means they had on them, short of a taser. We'll get a police version of what happened in that apartment. So much more to know. KUOW's Patricia Murphy, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks, Bill.
We will continue reporting the death of Charlena Lyles by City of Seattle police officers on Sunday morning. This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle.